This paid commercial may not represent the views of Hubbard Broadcasting Incorporated or Federal News Radio. Statements and opinions of this broadcast are solely those of individual contributors or advertisers as indicated. Federal News Radio does not take responsibility for those statements or opinions and accepts no responsibility or liability for any inaccuracy, errors, or omissions reported during this program.
Welcome to Federal Tech Talk with John Gilroy of Electromech, providing solutions to design, certify, and maintain aircraft wire systems. Every week, John speaks with public and private sector IT experts about some of the IT trends and challenges facing agencies and industry. Now your host, John Gilroy.
Welcome to Federal Tech Talk with John Gilroy here on Federal News Radio 1500 AM. In the studio this morning, we have David Rubel, Public Sector Pre-Sales Consulting Manager for a company called Tableau Software. Good morning, David. How are you?
Good morning, John. I'm doing well.
You ever, like you're in three or four different social situations and one group's talking about this new car from Chevy and the other group is and the other group is and you go, well, I have to go see this car. Well, what's happened to me is that I was in like four or five social situations and someone said, well, you know, this Tableau is pretty good stuff. Well, and I put it on the shelf. And then I was talking to my daughter's boyfriend who is an MBA candidate and he said, everyone loves Tableau at the school. And I said, well, what does he know? And then I was at a government event. And I was talking to some of my govies, and they said, well, we've heard about this Tableau stuff. And I said, well, get Tableau in. It's everyone's talking about you, David. So we got to maybe have to defend yourself, huh? Let's open up with a little bit about your background, and then we talk about this popular whisper campaign about Tableau.
Absolutely. Thanks again for the opportunity, John. As you stated, I lead our U.S. public sector pre-sales consulting team for Tableau Software. My career follows the data continuum, if you will, from creation of data to transport to storage and then processing. My past is companies like EMC and the data protection and big data side of the business, as well as a long, very successful career with Cisco in a variety of technical and leadership roles.
So, well, the full orb view of data here, huh?
Yes.
Collecting it, distributing it, storing it, and trying to figure out what it means.
Now, what do you do with it?
Now that you have it,
what do you do with it?
Oh, great. Hey, we got this pickup truck. Well, I don't know. Now what do we do with it? Well, that's great. Let me try to put the story in maybe a simpler picture here. So what Tableau does is it takes all the data that commercial organizations and government organization collects, and it gives you a way to make it meaningful. Hmm? That's pretty much what it is. You can see it.
Yeah, so I can really boil it down, John. And it really comes down to Tableau's mission statement is that we help people see and understand data. And you can see of the variety of sources of the types of data that people touch, agencies touch, organizations touch on a regular basis. Dealing with spreadsheets and dealing with very traditional databases don't really tell the story of data. What Tableau does is we actually bring data to the forefront, help visualize the data, and then help create and help you tell the story of your data.
Everyone has read about the news about Twitter. They've had some interesting reports in the last couple weeks about being profitable. That's questionable accounting there. Anyway, but they are successful in coming up with new ways to advertise. One way is a thing called cards. So you can get a Twitter card. And what's interesting about the Twitter cards is it's very, very visual. It's photographs, it's pictures. Mm-hmm. And so what Twitter says is 60% of people are visual learners, and let's present the stuff visually to communicate a message. Well, that's the Tableau mantra, isn't it?
Well, and it really goes back to the founding of the company at Stanford University. You know, one of our co-founders was one of the founders of Pixar. And at that time, it was a combination of really looking at the use of data and then matching that up with a way to visualize it in a very effective way. You know, Tableau, through the evolution of our company and our product, now make visualizing data very easy. It's a matter of click, drag, and drop to just a few seconds to gain insight to actually see data.
You know, there's a term called business intelligence called BI. And, you know, I worked for small companies for many years. And in a small company, business intelligence is trying to figure out how to make the payroll. Mm-hmm. Now, in larger companies, BI means depicting numerical information visually. I guess that's a good place to start. Is that right?
Absolutely. Yeah, business intelligence, the term business intelligence really focuses on that, gaining that insight to information, to get to data at that source. One of the challenges associated with it is that historically and typically business intelligence equates into reporting. And it still means that there's a lot of effort just to be able to get to some result from data. Tableau takes that model to the next step by introducing and really, really focusing on the visual analytics aspect to take the data at the source and then allow you to iterate the data through different combinations, actually to create scenarios in the data at the same speed that you think. And then to really help you ask questions about data. And this is important for federal agencies right now as we look at different ways that data can be used across the board to improve innovation, to improve transparency and data-related services, citizen services, alignment to the Data Act, operational aspects in terms of cybersecurity and improving situational awareness, along a lot of that. A lot of that type of work can be done in a very effective way whenever you can see the data and be able to come up with different scenarios very quickly.
T-A-B-L-E-A-U, Tableau.com. Some people may be, sometimes radio words are easy, sometimes radio words are not. T-A-B-L-E-A-U.com. Go to LinkedIn, look up the profile. I was reading the profile early this morning, and I looked at it and said, huge data live or in memory. Work with huge data live or in memory. I said, live data? I mean, like Saturday Night Live? I mean, it's one thing to talk about live data. It's one thing to say about yesterday's data, but your tool allows people to see what's actually going on today.
Absolutely. One of the things we're very proud of, and it falls right into our development strategy, is that we incorporate a large number, almost 40 native connectors to variety of data sources. And of those 40, 30 plus are directly connected to data sources like big data stores, relational databases, cubes, data warehouse sources by all of the big names in each one of the categories. So, that's something that, because of our agile development process, we're able to very quickly identify what that particular data source needs in terms of being able to develop a native connector to it, and then bring it directly to our user base. Every one of those connectors are available in the traditional download that you get from Tableau Desktop in the Tableau Desktop product.
At your website, Tableau.com, I was reading a blog post, and they talked about a company that sat in that chair 4 weeks ago. Mike Olson from Cloudera sat right there. Mm-hmm. And he works with a distribution of Hadoop called Cloudera. And guess what? You ran a blog post where you interconnected. You connected with some stuff from Cloudera. I mean, this is when all these companies start popping up. You start thinking, well, these smart brains out there are choosing this technology for the right reason. I mean, they seem to work together.
Yes, and actually, from a big data perspective, if you look at that list of connectors that we're allowing people to actively use real-time data from their big data stores. It's everything from Cloudera to the Hortonworks Hive to MapR to DataStax, the wide variety of big data sources that there are out there. And as they evolve, as they continue to evolve, realizing that the big data analytics piece of this is relatively new. We see that, as the big data environment continues to evolve, we'll continue to support those different types of data sources in a native fashion.
If you read information about your company on Twitter and on LinkedIn and at your website, they come up with all kinds of interesting terms. One term I first talked about was live, and then mashup data sources, visualize data in multiple ways, build dashboards, create interactive data applications, and these are normally, this is some heavy lifting. I deal with software developers all the time and handling databases, and I can remember developers taking weeks to put together a dashboard for SharePoint and being very proud of the fact that they did it in 4 weeks. Now, if I walked up to you and said that, you would probably roll on the floor laughing and go, no, wait a minute, weeks?
So John, what you're describing is the traditional business intelligence environment, where if there is a particular need, it needs to be kind of rationalized and then brought into the tool and the process. And a lot of times there are a lot of people involved in creating that particular view that's needed. And then actually generating and getting to the output, to the outcome. And that takes, that historically has taken some time. Where Tableau does that sets us apart from that environment is because of the fact that we can connect directly to the data source, we can create, allow the users to create and iterate that data with a matter of a couple of clicks and a few seconds to be able to actually see and understand their data.
Let's take a break, David, and come back, talk more about how this technology can be applied to my listeners to the federal government. You are listening to Federal Tech Talk with John Gilroy here on Federal News Radio 1500 AM. In the studio, Dave Rubel. He is pre-sales consulting manager for Tableau Software. Welcome back to Federal Tech Talk with John Gilroy here on Federal News Radio 1500 AM. In the studio, we have David Rubel, public sector pre-sales consulting manager for Tableau. And I gave the wrong URL, Dave, in the first block. That was the first mistake I've ever made, I have to admit. And the URL is TableauSoftware.com. So TableauSoftware.com Software.com. And I was there, like I was at the website. I should remember the URL this morning. And all kinds of interesting blog posts and interesting sites. So the company was founded in Stanford. Now they're up in Seattle. Is that right?
Yes. Our headquarters in Seattle, Washington.
And so you must have a lot of users as an annual conference, I would imagine, by now with the size of your company. Is that right?
We do. And we hold an annual conference every year. Last year, it was held here in the D.C. area. This year, coming up on September 8th through the 12th, it will be held, the Tableau conference will be in Seattle. And we'll be, it's open to partners and customers and covering a wide variety of topics and applicable to existing users, new users, people in the conversation and really wanting to learn more as well.
You know, a lot of these conferences I don't get to, but a lot of information is available online now through YouTube
Absolutely.
Videos or quick shots or summary, slideshare and everything else. But you're not going to leave my audience out in the cold, are you? You're going to have
No.
something in November for them.
Yeah. And in coming up in November is our first government executive summit. It will be held in downtown D.C., and the logistics are still coming together in terms of the location and all, but it is the first one that we've done, and we're really looking forward to having that closer conversation with government here in the Washington, D.C. area.
So if you're in a position where you're working with large data sets and trying to figure out creative ways to understand them, you can go to their website. You can go one of these. Most people aren't going to fly out to Seattle, but a lot of people can take a half day and just shoot in the metro stop someplace downtown. I mean, that's a popular way to tell the
Absolutely.
Story.
Absolutely. And you mentioned our website. One of the things that we hear a lot from our users, you can download our product, go through a free trial very quickly between download and being able to use it. There's a lot of training information, training videos, training content on our website available to you free. And so you can start to use the product very quickly, answer your questions. We do have customer service and support people available to take it from there if needed. But again, the feedback's been very positive in terms of what's publicly available.
And what's publicly available is YouTube videos for training, and that's increasingly the way people are doing it.
Absolutely.
And you are active on YouTube, and they have a lot of them popped up. So there's no charge. I mean, okay, if you're listening to Dave and going, geez, maybe you can go to YouTube and see what this stuff is all about and maybe take a test drive and mm-hmm. then maybe go to a local conference. And yeah, this is a step-by-step easy process. Oh, Tableau Software. And then, oh, go to YouTube and then maybe read a blog post and maybe go to a conference. And then after 6 months, you say, hey, David, come on down, huh? It takes a while, though.
And many customer situations that we engage in, we find that after our customers download the product, they download Tableau Desktop in the enterprise, and they find ways to already have interest in sharing, securely sharing information in their organization, in their enterprise, a possible server type solution. They're leveraging the information that's available. They are leveraging the YouTube videos. They are leveraging the publicly available information and training on our website.
We talked about connectors earlier and the ability for large data sets to connect into Tableau software. What's the impact on the federal government? Have you used this in any agencies, or why should my listeners be concerned?
So in the federal government space, our products are implemented across the board in all the major verticals. Civilian agencies, DOD and Intel, and we're constantly finding new use cases and new ways that government can use Tableau technology to, accomplish more with data by being able to quickly get to the source of data, being able to see and understand it, and then create a viable and meaningful story around the data.
I was once in Reston, and I drove by this building had Oracle on it. And I called him up and said, you got to get on the air with me. And so we had a guy from Oracle on the air. And I've had Oracle on. I've had a lot of different companies on the air. But it would seem to me that a company like Oracle is going to say, well, we're going to come up with a tool that'll help visualize the data. I mean, why wouldn't they? I mean, I'm sure Microsoft does. We talked about SharePoint earlier. Mm-hmm. That was a little clunky. But maybe Oracle has a good tool that'll do that. I mean, so are you competing with Oracle and their tool set? Or who are you competing with then?
So in this space of the data source companies, of the organizations like Oracle and all that have some role in actually creating the databases and then sourcing that data, many of these organizations do have in some way, shape, or form deployed either an analytics capability or some business intelligence capability on top of it. However, as we talked about earlier, what we see very typically is that it falls traditionally into that business intelligence model where it's not easy to make changes and it's not really that easy to be able to very quickly get to different combinations of the ways of looking at data. You know, one of the things about Tableau that makes it so attractive and creates such a buzz out there in the user community across the board is its ease of use. You know, being able to get to a visualization of data with a matter of a couple of mouse clicks and a few seconds is really attractive. It's a monumental improvement in the way that traditionally data has been organized and analyzed.
Your Twitter company is at Tableau, and I was looking through some feeds and I saw some pictures of during the World Cup, what people using the term football, what people using the term soccer. It's a graph. It's a blue and a green graph. It's like, oh, it's like I get in my car and look over at this graph and say, oh, now I get it. Mm-hmm. It's just like, who wants to look at all these numbers and tables and you know, but it is, it's very easy. I mean, this is something as simple as football versus soccer, but my listeners have much more important things to worry about, but it tells the story, huh?
And that's the key part, John, is being able to visually connect with the data, be able to come to some outcomes, to come to some conclusions about it, and then maybe filter the data just a little bit differently to see some more detail, to see something else maybe that you didn't understand originally. You know, when we look at just data sources themselves, spreadsheets and databases, it's very generic and very one-dimensional. Whenever you have the ability through the Tableau desktop to be able to connect to the data, you can actually create those visualizations on the fly. We refer to it as rapid fire analytics. So we're allowing you to create visualizations as quick as you can think. And we really see that for federal agencies, being able to be that agile in using and exercising data really opens up a tremendous amount of opportunities to be as proactive around the trends of data, looking at different patterns, looking at even the combinations of where bad data may be in the data source. We can help identify even where bad data is in many cases.
So is this part of what's referred to as the analytics continuum, the whole range there?
Yeah, so great point, John. So the analytics continuum is an interesting thing. It really is a combination of looking back and looking forward. Looking backwards, things like descriptive and diagnostic related analytics, things that are looking at data that's already happened, and then going forward around predictive and prescriptive analytics. So this is where it starts to get interesting. However, today in government, you can look at any number of use cases where it applies here, whether it's human resources, whether it's logistics, whether it's workforce management, whether it's cyber operations, whether it's financial performance or program performance, transparency, opening up and publishing new services and creating new citizen access to data. It all falls into that continuum, and it really does create new opportunities for government to be able to see and use data like they haven't before.
I think most people, when they think of data, they think of all the huge data sets that NIH produces and maybe look at fraud with Medicare and huge data sets involved there. But I never think of HR. I just don't. I mean, it's an application there as well, I'll bet, huh?
Sure. Sure. And there's beyond that, too. There's as machine data starts to become more relevant and, you know, the notion of being able to collect data in a structured way from the Internet of Things, from sensors, you know, all of those types of data sources create log files and create different types of sources that now, again, provide very interesting visibility that government can leverage in many ways.
Let's take a break, come back, talk more about understanding big data with a visualization tool from Tableau Software. You are listening to Federal Tech Talk with John Gilroy on Federal News Radio 1500 AM. In the studio, David Rubel, Public Sector Pre-Sales Consulting Manager for Tableau Software. Welcome back to Federal Tech Talk with John Gilroy here on Federal News Radio 1500 AM. In the studio, we have David Rubel. He's a Public Sector Pre-Sales Consulting Manager for Tableau Software. And if you want to get more information, just go to your Google machine. You type in TableauSoftware.com, T-A-B-L-E-A-U, TableauSoftware.com. And believe it or not, I do not think that free is a four-letter word. I like me some free. I like free software. Free beer is better, but free software is good. But in the break, you were telling me that some of my listeners might be able to go for a little test drive with Tableau by using an online tool. I mean, maybe my listeners would love to just to try it out or test drive it. How could they do that?
Absolutely, John. So with great data sources and improving data sources that are out there all the time, like data.gov, we actually take the Tableau server capability and put it into a public community. It's called Tableau Public. And it's a place where even if you don't have Tableau desktop downloaded, it will download it for you, if you will, by gaining access to the site and allow you to use your data and then post that your visualizations, dashboards, any combinations in a public forum. You know, many organizations use that for training, some just experimental to be able to play with different types of data, and then others be able to use it and then post it and repost it on websites. You know, many organizations use Tableau Public as a source connected to this type of data, and then include it in their website content. Just as an example,
I work with software developers, and they hate paper. But this would be a great way to jump in, get your feet wet, see if you like it, don't like it, see what its limitations are, what strengths are, and you can do it in the evenings, the weekends, or you could test it with data sets at work or sample data sets. This is a nice way, kind of easier way into big data. I think this is the challenge: is that, you know, I've been around a long time, and the traditional ways to produce data have been overcome by big data and this huge stream coming in from the Internet of Things, from mobile devices and sensors. But many times, the way we understand the data is with horse and buggy whip trying to get into a Mercedes-Benz. So you get, or maybe a 16, 18-wheeler truck coming with all this information. You got this buggy whip trying to understand it, and maybe you have to change the tools to understand it. And maybe that's the market that Tableau addresses, is the new tools for the big data.
So it's interesting, John, you know, with all the buzz around big data and, you know, take away the marketing hype associated with it, the reality is that these vast amounts of data that are being generated every second, and particularly in the government space with different combinations, creates a new source of information that can provide incredible insight. The reality is that the tools need to be able to keep up and need to be able to utilize this data in its real-time form. So particularly around Tableau's approach to big data is that, you know, as I mentioned earlier, we provide several native connectors to big data sources for that reason, so that regardless of the type of data, you can connect directly to big data stores. You can combine that data with other sources of data that you have to come up with new mashups that give you new visibility into the data that you haven't seen before. You know, kind of combining geographic location information with, you know, very specific information that you may not have really appreciated before looking at each one of these in an individual fashion.
I think that's the strength of test driving it and taking advantage of this online service. I just bought a watch online. It showed up at the house. I opened it up, didn't like it, sent it back. Cost me a dime. I mean, that was a good way, and you print out the form and you mail it back. But that's a nice way to take in. And you know, these buzzwords are tossed about. This is visualization, and you can go to YouTube and see what visualization is. But I think some of my listeners just want to get their hands on it and play around with it and see what it can do and what it can't do. Many of my listeners read blogs. My blog is called the Tech Tuesday blog. I'll be blogging about this interview. Is there a blog that maybe my listeners can read to catch up with Tableau?
Yes, we do have a blog available at tableausoftware.com, which I am the federal government contributor to that blog.
Well, good, good. Let's, you know, it's just so funny. When I teach in a classroom, I'll have 18 students and 18 different ways to get information. Mm-hmm. Some read a Kindle. Some have a piece of paper book. Not many. Some tweet. Some people talk to friends. Other people are in discussion groups. There's 18 different ways. And what I try to do is give people different ways to look, there's a conference come up in November. Oh, you can't do that. Okay, well, you can read stuff the previous conference online. Okay, well, maybe you can call up Dave, have a telephone conversation. That would be a new. You can do that, too. Or you can, you know, test drive it. And, you know, I had lunch with one of the Amazon folks about a year ago. And he said, oh, it's a big day for us. And I said, why? He said, oh, we're going to meet a customer. And I said, well, what do you mean? He said, I never met a customer before. Everybody does everything online. And I said, I keep thinking of, you know, you sell oranges, because you buy a bag of oranges. And no, but a lot of people do everything online. They don't have any connection with you. But you can call up Dave and say, hey, Dave, I read your stuff. Tell me about this stuff. And there maybe is one person on the planet that still wants to use a telephone or set up an appointment, maybe more important than that.
And absolutely. And to that point, John, we have a team of people, which I'm a part of, focused on the government business in Tableau Software, spread across the federal government, all three primary verticals, as well as state and local government. And
we're
actively engaged in that conversation.
So his telephone game, hey, is Dave there? Hey, Dave, this is John Gilroy. What kind of agencies do you work in now? Give me an example of some agencies that your software is working in now. How's that for a direct question?
Sure. You know, our software is being used, as I mentioned earlier, and from a federal perspective, in civilian agencies, DOD agencies, intelligence community agencies. You know, some specifics there, and you know, a lot of this is public information as well. Army Material Command uses Tableau to manage logistics, if you will. From the civilian perspective, there's several agencies using our products to operationalize logistics, financial performance reporting, as well as program performance across the board.
I was at your website, Tableau Software, this morning, and you're talking about this conference coming up in September, and the advertisement was, come and meet our freakishly friendly Tableau employees. Well, I have to testify, pretty friendly here. Freakishly
John,
friendly,
it's
though?
It's an amazing culture. It really
you only
is.
Buy, hire extroverts. Hi, how you doing? Isn't it interesting, though? Freakishly friendly. I mean, you know, IBM's not going to say that.
It's an amazing culture. Tableau's culture is absolutely total focus on success, focusing on our customer success with our products. You know, just being really wrapped around the excitement around visual analytics.
And it's not a tool for everyone. And you know, I do so many different shows. I've done hundreds of shows. And you know, some people interested in mobile device management, some people interested in Red Hat. But if you're in a situation where you have large data sets and you're trying to understand it, you know, a big part of your job just could be trying to generate a report. And a report, you know, in this day and age, it could take 2 or 3 days to generate a report in order to make a decision on it. And oh, by the way, the iceberg is a mile out, and you get that report 2 days too late. I mean, it happens in the commercial world. It happens in the federal government, too.
Absolutely. Yeah. And whether it's connecting to large data sources, things that we were talking about earlier, like big data stores, you know, relational databases, cubes, data warehouses, or even just working through Excel spreadsheets and Excel Access or Microsoft Access spreadsheets that you use on a daily basis. Tableau can make your use of that data more effective by bringing you very quickly to the data and being able to visualize it.
Well, when I was raised, I had a friend who had a dog, and he'd turn to the dog and go, bad man, the dog would growl. And I keep thinking now is something called bad data. So I don't know if you're going to growl at it, but I know my listeners kind of growl at it when they get bad data. So how do you define bad data, and what's its relationship with Tableau Software?
So bad data can be really identified as, you know, the way that data is structured. And, you know, depending upon the system, depending upon the database itself, depending upon the source, Tableau works best in columnar environments where there's rows and columns and tables. And actually, a number of our customers use Tableau to identify data inside of that structured environment that doesn't align or doesn't make sense or maybe isn't formatted correctly. So it gives them visibility into their just the sheer data source that they have that they haven't had before. And then taking it into visualization and creating that visual analytics perspective. So, you know, the goal, like everything else, is to, you know, ensure that the data coming in from the source is structured correctly and formatted correctly, but many times it isn't. And so we through the visualization capability, through our products capability, we actually provide that view into the quality of the data.
We're going to have to take a break now, come back, talk more about visualizing big data. You're listening to Federal Tech Talk with John Gilroy on Federal News Radio 1500 AM. Today, we're speaking with David Rubel, Public Sector Pre-Sales Consulting Manager at Tableau Software. Welcome back to Federal Tech Talk with John Gilroy here on Federal News Radio 1500 AM. In the studio today, we have David Rubel, Public Sector Pre-Sales Consulting Manager at Tableau Software. We've been talking about what to do with large data sets, how to understand them, how to visualize them, and traditionally that's called the business intelligence. Another trending topic is continuous monitoring. You know, in software development, we have continuous improvement because agile software development, and you've used the word agile several times, so I don't know if you stole that from my software developers, but maybe that's what continuous monitoring is all about, is monitoring all these data sets, and all of a sudden, if you combine large data with monitoring tools and real time, then that's what continuous monitoring is. It's real time data.
So John, in the federal government, there is a number of initiatives in place today focusing on kind of continuous diagnostic monitoring or monitoring of systems. And this spans everything from operational aspects of systems to mission-oriented data to everything that's being generated on a real-time basis. So from a overall visualization perspective, and even from a dashboarding perspective, to be able to collect and pull that information together in a useful view, is where Tableau plays in that space. So it's collecting a wide variety of sources of data, being able to pull those sources together, develop the visualizations that make sense, and then be able to iterate through those visualizations, whether they be in individual views or as an operation, an agency, a mission dashboard. So from an overall perspective, it is kind of takes us back to that analytics continuum, a combination of descriptive and diagnostic, as well as using that same base of data for predictive use as well.
You know, I work with software developers, and they hate two things. They hate testing, and they hate going through log files. I might as well put them in a dental chair or something. And so all of a sudden, why go through log files when you can depict the information visually and make that decision quick, and that is continuous? Because going through a log file for 2 hours is not continuous, is it? Continuous monitoring is live data.
And you're looking for trends, and you're looking to be able to forecast activities, or if you're looking to see in some way, shape, or form being able to use history and its current state to be able to predict what happens next.
You know, a lot of listeners are listening to your voice going, that's interesting, no accent on there at all. And he's seen you work for Cisco, and he's been here for a few years. I wonder if he's really a card-carrying nerd or not. So I've come up with a scientific 10-question test that's going to accurately determine whether or not you're a card-carrying nerd, David. So you have to answer all these questions.
Sounds great,
John. And then I'll run it through my computer in my basement.
I'm ready for the challenge.
My UNIVAC, and we'll see what's... First of all, so I break into your house tonight. How many old-school desktops do I find?
You don't find any.
Well, that's the right answer.
Do you consider a Mac Air
old school? No, okay.
You don't find any.
And how many cell phones have you personally purchased in the last year?
In the last year, I haven't purchased any.
Well, that's not a good one.
I'm waiting
for the new Apple.
The new Samsung, actually.
Oh. Do you have a personal Twitter feed?
I do. It's @DaveRubel.
Okay. And do you have a personal blog?
My blog, I have two blogs. I have a personal blog at WordPress, and then I'm the federal government contributor to the Tableau blog.
Good, good, good. And what kind of smartphone do you have?
I have a Samsung S3, soon to be upgraded to whatever.
Well,
Samsung
that's a surprise. I use the A word around you. Okay, yeah, got a lot of apps in that machine. What's the most popular app you've used in the last 30 days?
The most popular one that I use is in terms of getting access to information is Flipboard.
I thought it'd be Uber.
Oh, well, I use
it. You use it an hour.
Now, it's probably number two on the list, and maybe right behind that is Krispy Kreme. I don't know.
Krispy Kreme. And break into your house this afternoon. How many tablet devices do you have floating around there?
Just one so far. I'm finding that what my phone can do and what the tablet can do is sometimes the same. So I'm finding more uses for my smartphone.
What social networking sites are you active in?
LinkedIn, Twitter, primarily are the two.
Okay. And when was the last time you posted a status update in LinkedIn?
Let's see. That would be just July 29th.
Good, 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 good. Yeah. And the last book you read, was it paper or electronic?
It was electronic.
Well, you got some. You're coming strong. Kind of spotty. I'll run this through my big data machine, and maybe I'll visualize it with your free Tableau visualizer and come up with something.
It's interesting, John. As I mentioned in our conversation, I'm a data enthusiast. I'm a data scientist. I'm a CISSP information security and cybersecurity specialist. And I think that in order to work with data today, particularly data in the government environment, you do need to have those different sides of the perspective of the use of data, the security of data, the protection of data, and then really how to apply it in today's environments.
So we just talked about today's environments. What about tomorrow's environments and 2 years, 3 years down the road? Mm-hmm. We know this big data is going to be here for a long time. Is the federal government going to get a handle on it, or are they just going to be flopping about like a fish in a boat after you catch it out in the bay there? Or what's your prediction for this whole idea of understanding and visualizing, making decisions on the big data for the federal government?
So there's a couple of things to look at here. First is the infrastructure to be able to support the types of big data sources that are out there as they evolve and as they continue to evolve. And that includes everything now from smart endpoints, Internet of Things, from a federal perspective, from a military perspective, it's increasing the use of sensor technology and broadly in general to provide better situational awareness. Those are all great feeders into the big data model. Now, in terms of success of big data in government, the fact that the sources now are being established and that continuing stream of the various types and depth of data will continue for as far as we can tell. It will only get bigger, deeper, and wider. So the challenge for the federal government really is to be able to digest this information and make practical use of it, whether it's in providing better access to citizen services, creating new citizen access to data, making it more publicly available for transparency, accountability, or further innovation. And then even further down the line in military and intelligence operations, being able to create some new mission capabilities and mission success around the use of these various types of big data sources.
My son has friends who are on active duty, and it's an awkward, but there's a use case for that too, for everything in the military, isn't there? I mean, there's this proliferation of so much information there, and sensors is one, but there's some practical down-to-earth things like managing trucks. I mean, that's practical, managing parts for trucks. All of a sudden, you have thousands of trucks. You have problems with big data and visualizing, okay, there's a facility in the West Coast that needs to have spare tires sent out there or something, and instead of going through a data set, you can see it visually.
Absolutely. The use case or the customer I mentioned earlier, the Army Material Command, is actually using Tableau for a very similar process. And so from a logistics perspective, there's absolutely military use cases that come into play. There's also operational and mission-oriented tactical applications where the better use of data and being able to see data quickly and being able to iterate through it and come up with new ways of creating new questions about the data affects everything from operations the whole way down to the warfighter.
Yeah, I remember years ago when the first spreadsheets came out, They would market it saying, you can answer the what-if questions with the spreadsheet, you know. All of a sudden, it's 20, 25 years later, and oh, guess what? Tableau software gives you the ability to answer the what-if question. And what if we move these tires from point A to point B? Mm-hmm. What would the inventory situation be at point B? Okay, I'll get back to you that in 2 days. I don't want it 2 days. What if we do it? What's going to happen?
What about now? And that's an important part of what Tableau brings to the table is that ability to ask those what if questions in a very simple way. The ease of use of our products is, as I mentioned earlier, is what stands out. But you really get to see it in action when you use it. When you download our free trial, you gain access via Tableau Public. Just being able to have that level of access to something that's that easy to use to be able to see data is incredibly powerful.
We're running out of time here. You can read more about Tableau Desktop, Tableau Server, Tableau Online, Tableau Reader, and Tableau Public at your website, TableauSoftware.com. A trade show coming in town, the big show for everyone out west. And it's been very interesting. We'll see what happens with this company. I've heard good things about you, David. You've been listening to Federal Tech Talk with John Gilroy on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. I'd like to thank my guest, David Rubel, Public Sector Pre-Sales Consulting Manager for Tableau Software. Thanks, David.
Thank you, John.
You've been listening to Federal Tech Talk with John Gilroy of Lectromech, providing solutions to design, certify, and maintain aircraft wire systems. If you missed any part of this program, you can hear the entire show on our website, federalnewsradio.com. Federal Tech Talk, Tuesday mornings at 9, only on federalnewsradio.com and 1500 AM.